The key to living a fulfilling life is to live an authentic and balanced life that has meaning and purpose. And in order to achieve any of this, we've got to figure out who we are and how we want to spend our time. In today's episode, we're going to talk about finding a direction in your life that will set your mother-loving soul on fire in a good way. Welcome to the podcast, Unlocking Wellness. I am Crystal McLean, licensed clinical massage therapist and self-care coach, and I'm exploring ways to unlock our wellness barriers so we can create self-care independence, because we find our freedom when we're living well. So I feel like a lot of us are floating along in life, just kind of going through the daily motions. And for some folks, you know, that's working out just fine. But for others, they might be feeling a bit empty, depressed, restless, bored, or stuck in some other groove they'd rather not be in. And if you are ready to get out of the funk and get your mojo flowing again, then I've got a few questions for you to kick around today. But first, I want to acknowledge the fact that the words fulfilling, meaningful, and purposeful can feel pretty big and intimidating, if I'm honest. So I used to think that if I was going to live a life filled with these three adjectives, I had to be someone like Oprah. But here's the thing. I am not Oprah. Nor do I really want to be, or should I be. There's only one Oprah, and I love her. But yeah, there's only one Oprah, just like there's only one me, and the world welcomes all of us. It even welcomes you, okay? But the question remains, how can regular folks like you and me find meaning and purpose and live fulfilling lives when we don't have friends in our contact list like Deepak Chopra or own our own inspirational network? How do we, you and me, create a life that fills the corners of our heart and makes it easier to get out of bed every day? The first thing we need to do is understand that manifesting a life that's sprinkled with these wonderful attributes does not have to be grand and public. In fact, it's better if it's not. Having purpose and meaning does not come about by being validated by throngs of Instagram users. Purpose and meaning does not mean being popular. It means you're feeding your heart the right stuff. It means you're filling your soul with the shit that makes it shine. It means you're spending your time with the things that make you feel at home within yourself. And when you are honoring your spiritual, soulful, heart-centered self, you're gonna show up as a shinier version of yourself. And that's the greatest gift you can bring to the world. That is your purpose. Another nugget of truth about, quote, having meaning and purpose is that you don't have to make it your job. You can weave it quietly into the fabric of your personal life. And one more thing, the direction you take doesn't always have to point north. You can change the course whenever you want. This is your life, and you are the one affected by your choices. Well, your choices do affect other people, but you know what I mean. The direction you take in life is really just the intention you set for your day-to-day living. Ta-da! So anyway, how do you do that? How do we find a direction to set ourselves towards? How do we find this grand purpose and meaning I keep chattering on about? Let's start with this. What makes you happy? grab a piece of paper or notebook or something. What makes you happy? What activities could you lose yourself in? What's something you could look forward to? What excites you? What are you curious about? What's fun for you? Yeah, I said it, fun. Fun, fun, fun. You are allowed to have fun. Life's so much better if you try. Anyway, so once you figure out a few things that you get juiced up about, the next step is to figure out what your strengths are. We're all good at something. If you tend to hang out on the more self-detrimental side, now is a good time to start practicing letting go of that. That nonsense does not help you. You are amazing. Maybe you're good at caring for your pet. Perhaps you excel at organizing your collections. Maybe your doodling game is strong. It doesn't matter how tiny or grand you think your strengths are. I have no doubt that you are good at lots and lots of things. So start brainstorming and write that shit down. The third thing to start thinking about are your values. What's important to you? What are you passionate about? What topics ignite your fire? If you're not sure, what's something you've been curious about in the past? When you are seemingly mindlessly scrolling through social media, what types of posts do you linger on? That's usually a good indicator. Now that you've thought about how you get your jollies, what you're good at, and what's important to you, now you can start meditating on how to bring all of this together. Check your ego at the door and put the wide angle lens on your life for just a minute. How are you truly spending your time? What kinds of thoughts are you filling your head with? And how do those two things line up with the list of juicy, heart-centered stuff you just made? You're going to have to continue to live your life with its obligations. I'm not telling you to pull a Buddha move and abandon your family so you can search for the meaning of your life. Yeah, he did that. Go Google it. But rather, how can you use these things that make you who you are as your compass? How can you apply your passions and joys and values and strengths to your everyday life? Your work, your family, your friends, it all deserves the person who is living authentically. When you show up with your intentions in place, life starts to get a little bit easier. The daily grind gets a little more enjoyable, and you start making self-care decisions that align with your true needs and not what you think Oprah would do. If you'd like to have a tidy little guide to help you work through finding your life's direction, I'll leave a link for that in the show notes at the bottom. And if you'd like to learn more about all the things that I have to offer, you can visit crystalmcleancreative.com. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you soon. Oh, and by the way, I use Buzzsprout for my podcast hosting, and it literally could not be easier. Seriously, if you're looking to start your own podcast, check out Buzzsprout. They are awesome.